Hello, wonderful idealists. Susie here. So good to have you here. I am really looking forward to today's session because we've got three awesome questions that are, I think you're all going to benefit from. And of course, if we've got time, we'll do some additional things. Hey to Viv and Maria and Linda and Christy Lee and Julie and Selena. Welcome, welcome. And I know there's some people coming in late. I know there's a couple of apologies. Laurel is an apology. She's looking forward to watching the recording. Hey, Laurel. And Liz similarly says, apologies. I'm not able to make the call today. We'll watch replay later. So a little later on, I do want to check in with each of you and see how you are doing, what you're working on, what's working, what you need support with. My priority here is to answer the questions that were submitted already. So thank you so much. So what's coming up is our usual Q&A call sort of things, your ideal moments, lots of great ideal moments, your questions. A couple of things about what's next, and then a check-in. What I do want to start with actually is a very quick what I feel like saying, just because I want to see your faces, I want to hear your voices. So I will open up your lines, just anything you feel like saying, just a minute, no more, and then we'll get going with our questions. Selena, you're up first. What do you feel like saying?
Oh, start my video in just a moment.
There she is.
I feel like saying I'm really confronted about my marketing and change
Okay.
of direction. That's it.
Okay, I know you've got a question. I'll be looking at that with you today. So,
Cool.
and you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've never seen you in red before. Julie Donnell.
Oh, hang on. Can you hear me?
Yes, go
Sorry.
ahead. We can hear you. That's okay.
Here I
No
am.
worries.
Here I am.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just in the taking it,
It's
going to the
okay. What do you feel like
bathroom.
saying?
What do I feel like saying? Nothing, actually.
Okay. All right. We will keep moving. Thank you. Good to have you here, Judy Bailey. Going to throw you in the hot seat. What do you feel like saying, Judy? We're just saying a quick hello before we get into the questions.
Oh, I'd like to say hello to everybody and hope
Good.
everyone's well. Yeah, things are a little bit confusing at the moment. What I would, yeah. I don't
Good to
really
have
have
you
much
here.
to say.
No problem. That's okay.
No
I kind of
real
sprung it on
problem, but
everyone.
yeah.
All right. Lovely to have you here, Judy. Christy Lee.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
What I feel like saying, two things. Shout out to all the parents that are trying to do schooling from home whilst also working, because I am not equipped to be making sundials and doing shadow experiments whilst trying to run a business. It's just not my thing. I'll never be a teacher, that's for sure. And the other thing I feel like saying is I'm really sad Ideal's coming to an end soon. So I'll
Thank
be
you.
missing everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, Robin, who's sort of behind the scenes here, said, I spent a lot of the day yesterday watching Ice Melt because she was working on a science experiment with her daughter. And I can't imagine Julie with four of them at home. I don't know. You probably went for the most children at home at the moment. How you're all coping. I don't know. You might bow down to you. Linda Emsley, what do you feel like saying?
I feel like saying hi to everybody. And I feel very optimistic and uplifted today, and I feel like we're about to start a new cycle. Certainly, me,
Oh.
Sarah, that's how I feel today.
Oh, wonderful.
Feel quite
Welcome.
right.
Lovely to have you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope I feel like that tomorrow too.
Oh, okay. I hope you do too. Thank you. Maria.
Hi.
Hi.
What I feel like saying. Yeah, a lot of changes going on. I'm working from home now, so I've decided to give up my office space for now. So yeah, a lot of changes, but I'm kind of just sitting with them and yeah, taking it all in.
Great. And do you have little ones at home?
Yeah, but they're actually pretty self-sufficient, so.
Good, good, good. All righty. Our the lovely Anita has joined us. What do you feel like saying, Anita?
The sun is shining. It's a good day. I'm out in it. In my little tree house here.
Beautiful.
We kicked off our first goals group meeting this morning. So that was good. Lots
Fantastic.
happening. And this week also kicked off my Lunchtime Live series. So there's quite a few girls from the Her Business community helping with that too. So
Wonderful.
I'm quietly, the expression that we often use that I probably can't use right now, but inside, I'm nervous. But it's good, it's, I some days I wake up and I feel like I'm very muddled and I, you know, it's a bit hazy, but, you know, we're fine. We're good.
Good. I did see that live series and I thought, how exciting. Another way for you to build community, and the fact that you're dipping into your Her Business community to help with the guests is just gorgeous. So many of you are working with each other. I'm just so excited for you. And thank you. And your treehouse looks gorgeous. Gorgeous. Thank you. And someone just joined us. So I've got Chandra here. Hey, hey, Chandra. We're having just a quick I feel like saying. What do you feel like saying? Oh, did I unmute you? I did unmute you, but I can't hear you. Let me see. Can I see you? Where is the lovely Chandra? There she is. Can't hear you.
Oh.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hi. What do you feel like saying?
Hello.
That'll do.
I'm feeling really good. I went for a walk this morning and I realized how much I'd sort of been having a bit of cabin fever in the apartment. Mm. It was just really nice to get outside for a bit. But that's probably me at the moment.
Yeah, no worries. That's okay. I kind of sprung it on you guys to just have a, I feel like saying, but I thought it'd be a nice way to just get started and hear everyone's voice and see the faces of those who have video and some who don't. Sonia Filotto. I can't unmute you, so you must be muted at your end. There we go. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to give you a second. I'll come back to you. Remind me, I don't want to forget you. Sonia Maluki, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. Are you in Toronto?
I'm still in Toronto.
Toronto?
Toronto. Yeah, I'll be here for a while.
Good. Well, thank you for joining us.
Everything is going okay, slowly, I suppose. Not as I haven't really been 100, not even 50%, to be honest, on the business. And I'm okay with that. And but I've been reorganizing my client contracts and focusing on strategy and pivoting. So you know, now April's got finally I can sort of dig in a bit deeper this month, but. Aside from that, I've actually been enjoying the isolation and getting fit, getting healthier, and spending time with my parents. So that's me.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. And Sonia Filotto, looks like you're back. I think I just opened up the wrong. Okay, let's go now. Okay, I'm getting confused here. I'm silencing Sonia Maluki. Sonia Filotto, you should be live. But I can't hear you because you're muted at your end. No, it looks like you're unmuting, but I can't. There's no sound coming through.
It says.
Oh, there she is. There you are. There you are. You are. Go.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'll start talking while I can. Everything's good. A really mixed feeling at the moment because 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I was really busy. And then 2 weeks ago or so, it came to a complete halt.
Yes.
And now I'm getting busy again. So go figure. I have no idea.
I was saying to someone the other day, you know, I'm a big planner, but right now you just got to plan for the next day or the next week, you know, like the long-term plans are good to have, but you just got to do what you're doing. So good to see you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. Coming across to Viv. Lovely, Viv.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm here. What am I feeling? I feel like I need a haircut. That's number one. Because I was supposed to have one about 2.5 weeks ago, and we had a customer come into our office who rang us up the next day to say that she may have been in contact with someone who had coronavirus. So I had to ring my hairdresser and say, I'm not going to come because I don't want to infect you.
Yes, of course.
And by the time we got the result, which was negative, which took days, now I believe it's much quicker, she had shut her salon. So I'm a bit desperate and I'm probably going to have to get my husband to cut my hair, which is a fairly horrific thought.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a minor issue. We have been living in a tumble dryer for weeks. Our business has just been smashed by this. So we stood our staff down about 10 days ago because we just didn't have any money to pay them. Our sales March through April are running at about 20%. Mm. So that's fairly diabolical. And we run a fairly high fixed cost business. We've managed to defer a lot of our fixed costs. So great. We're kind of here, but I feel like we're in a limbo. We're running the business waiting for this JobKeeper thing to kick in for our staff and waiting for the business loan scheme to kick in so we can access some money to keep ourselves running. So I've got all of that practical stuff going on, and then I'm thinking, okay, what do I need to do to market through this coronavirus period and basically to reinvent our business to come out the other side? So it's been, I'm feeling all right now. A week ago, I was probably having a rolling nervous breakdown, but I've kind of got through that. So it's I'm just finding it hard to balance the, we've got to reinvent and I need to work out how to do that with not thinking too far ahead and just having an anxiety attack about how we're going to do it. Because I think for many businesses, getting out of this is going to be much harder than going into it. So that's the challenge. I'm finding I'm starting to have some ideas. So my creative brain has started to switch on. But yeah, it's been a pretty brutal experience. So yeah.
Loved seeing, not that I've loved seeing you go through the process, but I love that you've stayed in motion and that you're just being very real and you're just saying, well, what next? And you're trying different things. And I actually mentioned what you were doing with the t-shirts and the flyers and the posters to someone in my mastermind. And she said, oh, wow, that I wonder if that could turn into a subscription business. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, I wonder if Viv, she didn't say your name because she doesn't know your name. She said, but I wonder if she could approach some of the chains so that who might have, you know, the weekly pizza special or the, you know, just so that there's a recurring revenue to get them on your radar as, hey, as your people are going to people's homes, you know, could they be promoting the April pizza of the month or the, you know, that week's dessert special or something, you know, just to keep some recurring revenue. So taking the idea you already have and just thinking, well, one, can I get bigger clients who've got more delivery people out there? Or can I go back to the same clients and say, you know, what's your April special? You know, because maybe we could do something for that or, you know, and whether that's in a flyer or a poster or a t-shirt. So there's an idea for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Ange Sinclair, what do you feel like saying? We're just having a real quick checking with everybody. Unmute. Must be muted at your end. There we go. Oh, you're in here twice. Have we got you? All right. And I cannot hear you. It looks like you're logged in twice.
Oh,
I'm here.
I'm just having Zoom issues. It keeps dropping me out and I don't like it. I'm not happy with them. So
not happy, Jan. Go on.
So I've even missed the first question. What was the question for?
It's just a quick, what do you feel like saying? Just a quick check-in.
Oh, bloody Zoom. I hate them. that's all. I hate them. but no, look, everything's going well for me. I've probably got too many things happening. And I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed and I'm supposed to be on holidays today in New Zealand. And so my body didn't get that message.
Oh, she's dropping out. All right. You've just dropped out. You've just frozen on us, but we kind of got a sense of it, but use the chat if you need to. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and mute you. And Robin, let's figure out which one is not the real Ange Sinclair and let's remove that imposter because there's three Anges in here now. Now, have I left anybody out? Please put something in the comments. It's not by design, but I'm just trying to juggle seeing everyone here. My eyes have gone all fuzzy. Weird. Oh, well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have, as I said, we've got three questions that we'll do in just a moment that I think are going to be helpful for everybody. And then when we get to the end of our time here, if I have any extra time available, I will open it up. But I will check back in with you before we go today. All right. A few ideal moments. I did put this post in the group about a week ago, and it was about inviting you to do two things. One, have lunch with an idealist or do an hour of power. Now, some of you went ahead and did this. How many of you have had lunch with an idealist or another member in the last week or so? Yeah, great. A couple of you. I encourage you to do that because, you know, likely you're going to have a break for lunch, most of you, at some point, and it could be 10 minutes, it could be 20 minutes, it could be half hour, it could be an hour. Just find someone in the group here that you could just connect with. And you can chat family, you can chat business, you can chat whatever you like, but just to feel connected with someone. And, you know, hate Zoom or love it, it's one way to do it. You can FaceTime, you can WhatsApp, you can whatever. House party, I believe, is another one. I don't know. I think that's for the kids. And then your hour of power. And so the hour of power would work like this. I go, Anita, let's do an hour of power. What is it that you want to work on? What is it that I want to work on? We turn on Zoom. We turn the clock on. We do a sprint, we check back in, how did you go? We do another sprint of 20 minutes. And then in an hour, we've probably done something that we've been procrastinating on, but together we've kind of both made progress on that. That's the idea of those things. So I encourage you to find someone to do that with, whether it's another idealist, another member, or a friend, whomever. I love this. So Chandra said, forgot to share, I finally got my new podcast cover done. I think it's gorgeous. I love that your face is in it. I think it's very, very clear. And I think that you definitely want to be promoting it. And so I would even in your wins and shares in her business say, hey, finally got a new cover for my podcast. Here it is, right? You're sort of double barreling it. You're telling us you got a new cover. You're telling us you got a podcast. And it gives you an opportunity to put the link in without breaking any of the group rules. So I encourage you to do that. And Francine, who is not here, and I'll just double check, she has been going all out interviewing members on her daily live trainings. And so on her show have been Erica Webb, Ange Sinclair, Carolyn Mose, some names you'll recognize, some you won't, the lovely Selena, Ellie Wildley, who's a systems specialist, Peter Gillian. So she's really making the most of speaking up and connecting with other members. And so if you haven't done that yet, I want you to seek out opportunities to collaborate with other members, both idealists and others here. Because like this is content. This is how she's creating her content, is by leaning into her community. And the lovely Liz had Christy Lee on her, who was on? She was on your podcast. Christy Lee, is that what it was? No. People Powered Podcast launched. Someone goes, oh, that was just a lift up. Sorry. It was a lift up. So she was giving you a shout out for launching your podcast and saying how much work goes into creating each episode. I left a review and I'd love to encourage us all to pay it forward and follow to our fellow idealists and take the time to write a review for them because it helps them spread the word on iTunes and these podcasts to listen to. Yes. Absolutely. You do want to leave a rating or review, whether for any podcast. It really does help because as podcast creators, we don't know who's listening. All we know is that there are so many downloads a month. We don't know who those people are. And so every time someone leaves a review for her business or for Content Sells, we screenshot it, we share it with our team, and then we give that person a shout out. So you really want to, if you appreciate what that person has contributed, it really is a very small thing for you to do, not only because they might give you a shout out, but because it encourages them and it lets them know that somebody's listening. Because it is one of those mediums where, you know, there's just no feedback. You know, it's just a single-sided sort of a communication. She was super kind, gave me a lift up, made my day, yeah. And this is another one from lovely Liz, who's watching the recording. Loved interviewing Kay Ewer for my podcast and excited to put the episode out today. Thanks, Kay, for your generosity and sharing your tips with my audience. And she said she's got another interview lined up with Ange Sinclair later this week and looking forward to locking in a time with Linda. Go the idealists. And then Chandra on this next one said she was inspired by the session we did with Stu McLaren a week and a bit ago, and she decided to do an implementation session with her small group coaching, and they loved it. One person said they felt more positive and productive than they had in weeks, and that suggestion from Stu was, rather than creating more content, how could you help people implement so that they feel like they're making progress? And again, I think that's a great tip for all of us with our communities. It could be, yes, we can create more content, and sort of that's one path we can take, but we could also do something that helps them implement, right? And whether that's a small challenge or whether it's a to-do, or it might be what we're doing with the book club in the group this week, where I've asked you all to read just chapter one, and then we're going to implement chapter one. And then, you know, we may not go through every chapter in the book, but we'll go through enough of them so that I know that you're making progress. And this is Kay again. Kay is getting out there. She is leaning into her private client group and she's created her first Zoom meeting, which I'm very excited. She says, thank you for the push, Susie. Okay, weird windows are opening up on my computer. I have no idea why. All right, time for your questions. Linda says, had a great interview with Liz yesterday. She has a wonderful interview style. Yes, I'm not surprised at all. Liz is actually going to be our host on this month's roundup. Ange was the host last month. Congratulations, Ange. I know that you had some tech issues, and I know that sort of thing isn't always natural if you're not used to doing that. You have a very limited time, so congratulations on doing that. Sonia says, I didn't get the book, Susie, as I'm in Toronto getting it shipped to me. I will download from Audible if it's available. Yes, it should be available on Audible, and yes, it's likely wherever address we had for you is where it's gone. And you'll find that I will make note of that, because when I phrase the task, I will make sure that I keep in mind that some people are listening and don't have the physical copy. So thank you for that. All right, let's get into our questions. The first question here is from Christy Lee, and Christy Lee says, I have so many questions circling in my head at the moment, but the most critical one, I think, is do I bring forward her plans for a membership? And she says that two of her strategic objectives for 2020 were to build an audience and to increase revenue by introducing some form of recurring revenue model. You know I'm a fan. The podcast was Q1 goal, and that's done, with a main focus on being to create regular content, part of growing an audience. Initially, I'd been thinking Q2 would be about growing that audience, and then membership would be Q3 or 4. And I think that is a great plan, right? However, the world has changed, Christy Lee says. And the reality is at least some of my current clients will be in hibernation for the next 3 to 6 months. So the consulting work won't be the same. Plus business owners need support right now. And I feel like a membership is a great way I can provide that to many more people at a low cost. So I feel the need to act now, but is this crazy? So I don't think it's crazy at all. I do like the idea of building the audience and then making the offer. That makes sense. And I know that there is also a short-term need right now. So the decision for you to make is that short-term need membership, or is it something else that satisfies that small business client? Because what I'd love to see you is further establish your authority. We're going to talk a little more about authority later in today's session. Further, just continue to establish your authority as the person who is there for small business owners who need help with hiring and firing and all those other things. So, but when it comes to a membership, you know I love a membership. In the next few weeks, you'll see me promoting Stu's tribe course. It is the number one program out there for creating a tribe. But I'm not saying that so that you should buy a course. I want you to think about it as far as you're going to hear a lot about membership because I love it and because that promotion is coming up. But the decision around membership is really about having a very specific who. So really getting clear on who the customers are for the membership. And then having a community to sell it to. Now, you don't need a big community, but you do need to create a community for whom that membership is right. And if you are going to launch soon in this quarter, then you want to sort of quick, smart, start creating that audience. And so once you decide who your very specific who is, and I encourage you to get very specific, it's either businesses from 0 to 5 people, or it's businesses from, you know, is it the solopreneur with the VA? Is it the micropreneur that has the, you know, 1 to 15 employees? Or is it the entrepreneur? And I think it's probably that micropreneur, people who have those growing pains, they know they need staff, they're hiring, but they just don't really, they haven't done this before. Do you have a community? That was the other question. And how will you produce content? Because memberships are real content hungry beasts. It doesn't have to be a lot of content, but it is continuous content. And so, you know, for us, every month we have a roundtable, we have a roundup, we have a masterclass most months. You know, every quarter we have a book. Twice a year we open up goals groups. Once a year we do our live event. That is all content. You know, every Monday we have a post in the group. Every week I go live with a member. You know, there's just figuring out what your cadence is going to be, and what are you able to do, because people will come to a membership because they're looking to solve a problem. They're either looking to fix a problem or they're looking to master it, something like that, right? But you're going to have to figure out what your content is. And it doesn't have to be a lot of content, but people will expect if it's a membership as opposed to a course, they will expect ongoing contribution from you. So a couple of things that you want to consider as you're thinking about a membership. The first is, what are the common characteristics or ongoing problems and concerns of your ideal client? Because that's going to help inform who you target. It's going to help inform what content you create. And what do these people need? Are they trying to develop a new habit of stepping into that leadership role? Are they trying to develop some skills? Are they just trying to fix a short-term problem? Like, why would they continue to be part of the community? Because if it's about hiring someone, then they're not going to be doing that all the time. If it's about managing your team so that you don't go nuts as your team is growing, and having other like-minded business owners and also someone who really understands team, like someone like Karen from this group, who is growing her business and she's growing a team very quickly, is probably your ideal client, I imagine. So you want to get really clear on what are the pain points of that person that they would continue to pay membership for. Right, because if I need to hire someone and I go to an agency to help me hire, that's usually a short-term transaction. So what is the content that you're going to be sharing that's going to allow people to continue to want to be a part of this? So if you are like their board of advisors, you know, like who is this community going to be? You just really want to think about what that looks like. Because I love the idea of recurring revenue, and I think every business should find a way to create some recurring revenue if they can. Just yesterday I was talking to someone who installs roofs, right? So, but what's the recurring revenue there? You put a roof in once every 20 years. But for her, it's the gutter cleaning twice a year. It's only a little bit of money, but it adds value to each transaction if she can then sign people up to clean their gutters periodically, right? So you want to think about what it is for you. So it really starts with determining who it is that you want to serve and how you're going to serve them. Now, do you have a community already? Maria says, I've done Tribe, Idealist. If you have any questions, happy to chat about the course. So here's what I know. Christy Lee, do you have a community at the moment? Do you have an email list or do you have a group or something like that?
Well, no, not really. So I've got a bit of an email list. I've got old clients that aren't in any regular kind of email list, but I don't have a group or anything. So I wouldn't say I have a community as such.
Okay, great. Well, I don't think you need a big community, but you want to start thinking about and we'll talk about scheduling a date to launch in a minute. But what you want to start doing is building that warmer audience. And we've talked about this sequence before, where you are putting out connection content. This is what I believe. You're putting out what we call awareness content. Which is, this is how I've helped people in the past. And then you go into getting closer to launching the membership, where you're actually telling people specifically what it's about. But the thing about the community is that you don't have to have a big community, and I'll give you an example in a moment, but you do want to have a couple hundred, I imagine, 200 to 300 people that are sort of the right profile for you to make the offer. Because when you're going to launch the membership, even if your first intake is 15 people or 20 people, if it's the right price point and it's the right group of people, that is a really great piece of income. I think we did this calculation with Anita just recently. Was that with you, Anita? We did that calculation. I don't remember if it was on the last call. And so just do your membership math. How many people at what dollar amount? What is that going to be? What's that recurring revenue going to be? Of course, you're going to allow for attrition, but just to give you a ballpark. So if you've got 30 people at $50 a month, that's $1,500. Is that a good start, for instance? So you have to kind of do some of the numbers. And if you have 200 to 300 people, then it's totally possible. I think that you could get those sorts of numbers. You might get much higher, and I'll give you an example. But the thing is to focus on building community. Now, you're doing that with the podcast right now. People are getting to know you, but how else can you do it? Could you be doing creating other content now that's starting to get more people to know you and like you and trust you? Because what you don't want to do is launch to crickets, right? It's too much work. And so let me keep going. Content, I already kind of touched on. And so you want to think about what content you're producing. And I assume that the content for the podcast is relevant for the audience that you would have for the membership. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's right. And I've also got what I've been calling a HR hub of content that's built and ready to, so that would be a members only access content, which is standard documents, templates, guides, and resources, which will be available to members. And then the plan has always been to have kind of four points of contact a month,
right,
probably one Q&A style call, and then something, whether it be a webinar or something like that, and then two written types of content.
Great, well. Great. So you've already thought that through. So here's what I want you to know about the templates and all those things. They will make a great bonus when you start making your offer, because the library, like we have over 200 trainings in the library. I've said 200 for so long now, it's probably 250. I don't know what it is. But they are of no use at all to people unless people can see how they're going to be able to use them. And so we always bonus the library because it's there and available, but then people need to know how to find things and how it makes sense. And so for you, as you're thinking about your content, that is a great library for them to have ready access to when they need that job description, or I don't know what your different templates are. That is really, really great that you've already done that. That's a little less work that you have to do about that. But you want to think about what are the problems that they have coming in? What are the problems they have? Is it a situational problem? Like, okay, I need to stand down people and I don't understand this JobKeeper thing. You know, is it those sorts of questions? Or because that's going to be maybe something you can fix right now, which might get you known as someone who knows something about this. But what is my ongoing problem? I know when we were growing a team and we grew to like 45 people, the problem was people. just a lot of people when we're hiring and firing and evaluating and doing KPIs and role description and all those things. And I don't know what your membership will include, but as someone who was growing a team and deliberately just couldn't keep up even with the hiring at that point, but also not everyone was turning out as I'd hoped, for someone to really understand what my problem was and be able to mentor me through that would have been a really, really, really valuable thing.
Yeah, the ideal client is it's exactly Karen, like you suggested. It's someone with 10 to 40 staff. They don't have any HR resource. They hire people, but they aren't always the right person, or the team's got a mismatch, or there's those kind of trigger points, and that's the ideal client.
Perfect. Great. So it's not your solopreneur, right? You're being very specific about it. That's great. And so what you want to know is what, you know, like 5 or 10 problems that person has again and again and again, because this is going to be what your membership solves. And then you want to start, again, I don't know if it's a second quarter, because what's that, April, May, June? Yeah, still doable. But pick a date and pick the date, cast the vision, and then, work back from there. You know how to do a plan, you know how to put it here in the group for us to review it. You know that, you know, you have to go, well, what happened just before that? What happened just before that? And really break it down. Just yesterday I was coaching someone in our mastermind around their membership. And again, like you, they've got a library of resources and they feel an urgency to launch right now because of what's happening in the marketplace. But we still had to step it back and go, well, you're still going to need emails. You're still going to need a landing page. You're still going to need onboarding. Like all these things take time to create. And that is not to take the focus, but just to build that into your timeline to give yourself the best chance of success. On this next screen is a friend of mine, Nicholas Wilton, who some of you may have heard during our summit earlier this year. And when he launched his membership, which is for artists, he literally went in and said, look, I'm just thinking of creating this thing. He had about 300 people. No, he had 200 and something people, 180 of them joined his membership. Right? So he didn't have a big audience, but they were the right person. And he just went in very transparently. Here's what I'm thinking of creating. I'm creating this community for artists on how to build your artistic business. Plus, you know, be in a community of artists where we're non-competitive and whatever his thing was. But his sell was, what if we had continued support on an ongoing basis? And I led that. So you want to start to, I think if you, when you choose your date, start to see the fact that you're doing this. Start to see the fact. But what I want to see all of you do is continue to build your authority and continue to build your audience. And now is the perfect time. Those Facebook Lives that Francine's doing, the work that Anita's doing with her community, what I'm seeing Erica Webb do, who's not part of this group, but she's a member, for all of you to just keep building your audiences. People are still buying right now, and you can make offers right now, and I encourage you to make offers right now, and keep building your audience and your awareness, because people have time, they're lapping up good content. I don't know what price his membership started at, no, but I don't think it's over $50 a month or something like that. Great. And Viv says, Christy Lee, I've had advice from a workplace lawyer. I'm not sure if that was something that you already knew about. But I think if you don't have a group, again, this is not to give you work, but a group could be a really great place for you to start to establish your authority. And what that means is that it's a group, it's a community of business owners that fit that profile who are asking sort of questions. Now, it might be you giving a lot of expertise, but again, you're telling them the what and the why, but some of the how might be, you know, private client stuff. Because otherwise I'm trying to think, how are you going to build that community? Unless you've got a regular newsletter or there's somewhere where people are active with you.
Yeah, the newsletter is one of the things that I've sort of started to, I haven't put it out there yet, but the VA is working on getting that set up so that I can go back to old clients and try and get them on board that way. I've been doing Facebook Lives every Friday for the last sort of 4 to 6 weeks. And then possibly I'm thinking a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group of some sort, but I'm not particularly active on LinkedIn, although potentially I should be. I'm probably more active on Facebook.
Right. Well, just go where you're active. Because if it's friction, remember we did the known exercise. If there's friction, you won't do it. We started with a LinkedIn group before we were even her business, because I thought, well, these are business women. That's where we need to be. Nobody's there. Our ideal client isn't there. They're hanging out on Facebook. And so it's the moment we switched, engagement went through the roof. And so, yeah, you want to choose your space, choose where you're going to be active, and then consistent. So these Friday Facebook Lives, I would love it if you in the share your offers posted and let us know where we can see those, because I can share that for you as well. A closed group. Viv says free, which was helpful. We were managing stand down on staff. We were smaller than your target audience, but I'm feeling assistance as we transition out of hibernation is going to be a pinch point. Yep, and Sonia says a closed group. Yes, you can make it an open group or a closed group. I prefer closed groups because you can, you know, just keep who you want in there or not. We've been building this closed group for our free community, and it's probably only going up about 20 people per week, or, you know, which isn't a lot, but we're not doing anything. That's just people recommending people. And so, you know, but it's incremental and it's a long game. You know, it's not a pop-up group. Viv says, I'll be pumping out a newsletter as quickly as possible. As many HR specialists are doing it already. Yeah. But that's where you're unique. You have to figure out who your unique who is, the unique problem, the unique pain point, and the how you deliver it. That, you know, because they are, lots of people are. It's getting pretty noisy. And so that's where we just have to find our sweet spot. What is your sweet spot? If you are very clearly for people in this type of business with this type of problem, and you just stay consistent with that, the thing I see where people fall down is where they just jump from one messaging to the other in response or reaction to what's happening. And you just want to find what your sweet spot is and keep being that person for people.
Yep. Beautiful.
All right. So get specific. You're welcome. Pick a platform, stick to a schedule. Okay. Get specific. Who I'm for, what I do, pick a platform. If it's going to be a Facebook page, a group, a newsletter, it doesn't matter. It can be anything that you want to do. If you've got whatever it is, you can also, or you want to remember to promote it on your podcast, and then stick to a schedule. And this can be one of the hardest things as well, is that consistent. Those Fridays, make them non-negotiable. You might have one person watching. Yeah. You might have 10 people watching, but that's how you're going to build it. If you keep showing up and you keep telling people that you're going to be showing up. And so in that newsletter, you're going to tell them that you're going to be showing up. On the podcast, you're going to be telling them that they're showing up. So just, again, everything you're building now is the foundation of what business will look like in 3 and 6 months. So I don't know if I've answered your question. I think, yes, you could launch this month if you had a very specific. On the 22nd or 23rd of April, Stu will release his free workshop, the Tribe Workshop. Sign up. Take a look at it. Just from the free workshop, you can get enough to, you know, kind of get his brilliance and input. But again, I'm very happy to help. Linda says, what's more effective for building community on Facebook, a page or a group? Definitely a group, Linda, because you can hack people seeing your messages, whereas on a page, you're getting very, very low traction. Viv, Christy Lee, let me know when you kick off, as we have several friends with businesses in your target size.
Thank you, Viv.
Two thumbs up to Viv. Very good. Love it. All right. Very good. Thank you. Chandra's question is about staying the course or pivoting. So some of you will really relate to this. And she says, I had planned to create and promote a pathway of a money breakthrough quiz, to a free masterclass or webinar addressing the money questions women have or are considering when they're transitioning into starting their own business, to a paid online Women of Money program. Given the way of work of the world right now, I've been feeling like this is not a great time to do this, that is, be highlighting money issues and encouraging people to consider working for themselves. My money program is on the inner and outer relationship and results with money and is not a magic bullet. The other option is that I could focus on the COU program as a self-leadership coaching program for times of change. And I'm right. Am I right to be stalling on the money approach, or is it just me stalling? That's a really great question. Let me get here. Okay. Where's the gorgeous Chandra? Here she is. Hello, hello.
Hello.
What do you think?
I think I'm very good at rationalizing either way.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I think it's a prime time for people to be starting businesses. Personally. Sorry, let me just blow my nose without blasting your ears.
Gluten is still making its way out of your system.
I think it is. I think people are going to be starting their own businesses because they're being stood down or they're being let go of their jobs. So I think that that corporate CEO, we are going to see more people starting businesses. I think that is going to be an opportunity that may not be evident right now because people are still like, you know, but I think that is something that's going to happen. I think that whichever way you go, you can rationalize it. Viv says, Chandra, I think there'll be a goldmine of opportunity for the money program in the next few months as people have lost their jobs. That's what I was saying. And so, but here's my question is that if you, when you look at your business, I really want you to get clear over what can I be consistent with? What does my heart want me to do? And where am I not pushing shit uphill? Excuse the language. Right. And so, I like everything about, this is not to sway you, but I like everything about this idea of the money breakthrough quiz, the masterclass, women and money, but specifically women who are leaving a corporate job to start their own business. That's a very different than any other woman who might want to start their business. And you already have a program. So you already have the thing that they're going to buy. You already have the top of your mountain. That little flag is already carved out.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, I just want you to be consistent with it. Just sticking with something that you're going to want to do for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, yep, I want to do this and I'm going to be the person that people know for that. I have been doing the same thing for 20-something years, which might sound terribly boring. But if someone wants to know about mentoring and women or women in small business, then they're more likely to come to me. But if tomorrow I started talking to you about your chakras, you'd be going, what the heck? What is she talking about? Now, I don't know anything about chakras, so you won't hear me talking about that. But what could you become known for? And there's nothing wrong with trying something different, you know? And the universe really will, if we're going woo, will tell you if there's an audience for that. Will tell you if it's the right thing. Is your heart singing? I want you to go back and choose your ideal client. And if the ideal client is this woman who wants to transition out of that role, but she's really scared because I was making this big packet of money and now I'm going to go out on my own. I don't know what that looks like, right? And there's a couple of people, maybe even in this group. Tasha Jennings, who has Conceived Baby. Her only goal was to replace her corporate salary. That was her only goal for starting the business. And she went into this thing of creating Conceived Baby and it started as a blog and it became very popular. Then she started to do one-on-one consulting and now she's becoming the authority on natural fertility in Australia. She's being called by all the big publications. She's just about, I don't think it's talking out of school, just to start a media campaign because there have been changes to the law. But she will be the go-to person because for the last 2.5-3 years since she's been in Mastermind, it's just been single-minded. It's about this, it's about this, it's about this. Every interview opportunity, every lead magnet, every Facebook post, every Facebook Live is about that same message. And so if you go back and look at who I want to work with and if you're clear on that, what do they want? What problems can I solve? What is my unique area of brilliance and my strength that I can bring to this audience? Is that the money thing? Do you feel like that's it?
The money thing is has come up because it's one of the first hurdles that stop people from doing it. And so that when I first did the money training, it was around that, that there's people that want to make a change to what they're doing. They want to do their own thing, but they're terrified about the money and they haven't got any kind of structure around their money, and their carrying money stories aren't serving for them. So I guess that a common entry point that people think, oh, I've got this idea, and then straight away they think, oh, I'll never make enough money. And so
So put your left brain over there for a minute. What is it that you just get fired up about with this audience that you're like, damn it, if they just understood this, I know that they could make progress. What is that?
I just want them to do it. I want them to, be willing to explore the idea and do what they can to get started, so they actually are doing work that they love instead of staying doing a job that's killing them, either health-wise or emotionally, mindset-wise, all of that. Like, that's the bit that I guess I really don't like it when I know somebody has a passion for making their own perfume, but they stay as a project manager because that's how they earn money. And they don't do anything about the perfume ever.
Right. So one of the things that I found was, and as you know, I believe in our growth zones, and I truly believe that to have a sustainable business, you can't just be a specialist at one thing. You have to have all these things in place, but especially the you growth zone. That is my ultimate belief, and that I have believe in everybody's potential often before they can even see it in themselves. But what I had to find was the narrow pointy bit, and the narrow pointy bit for us was marketing, right? Because people think, I want a successful business, I need clients, I need marketing. So you'll see us go very narrow on the marketing, how to turn your business into a lead magnet, the content sales course, etc. We go very narrow because once people come in the door, then I can go, great, so now you're getting new leads, now you need some systems, now you need some people, now you need to run your numbers, right? And so that's all sitting behind the scenes. So finding the narrow point of what it is for your audience. And so what might that be with your audience? Is it, I need the money, or I don't know if I'd love to do this on my own, but I can't afford to lose the paycheck? If that's what it is, then your money message could be perfect, but you have to kind of go deeper on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to think about some of the people that are in my group program and what are some of the things that I'm noticing with them. I feel like it's the usual suspects of, they're in these high paying jobs, so they're really super busy, so they don't have time, and then they're worried about losing the money, so time just keeps drifting.
Right.
So, but I know that the money thing is a common one, that even when people have the idea, or even in the current situation of, you know, having it be taken out of their hands, because some of my clients have been thinking about doing their own thing for a while, but stayed and stayed and stayed because of the golden handcuffs, and then they got made redundant, and then suddenly having to do it, and they don't have any of the baseline stuff, you know, in place, or they haven't made any start on it. So
if you could preach, we're putting preacher robes on you now, Chandra. If you could preach to us about one thing, what would you be telling us about? Where I'm your ideal client, what would you be preaching to me about?
When I get on my high horse about it, I preach about you being the CEO of you. And because for me, that's the framework that if you apply that to you don't having this idea of, I want to do my own thing, then it's like, right, use this framework and this is how you're going to go and make that happen. And there's all the other pieces of that puzzle as well. It's around mindset, that is around money. If it's around business, then it's about the marketing as well. So, but it's actually about taking responsibility for doing work that you love and not being stuck or staying stuck in a job just because it's always done or it feels safe.
Great. So what I'm hearing is, under the structure of CEOU, that there might be some a couple of categories that are the big elephant in the room. One is money.
Yeah.
The other is mindset. I don't know if I can do this, or I don't feel confident, or I don't know if I have the skills. And maybe there's another. And so then these become your talking points. These become the things that you go over again and again. Like you hear me say growth zones a zillion times. You hear me say show up, speak up, lift up. Then maybe for you it's the money, it's the whatever you're going to call the UBIT, whatever. But you start to become known. Because COU is a little conceptual. And yeah. So then you've got to explain what COU is. This is about taking control of your money and making sure that you're going to replace that income and that you're going to feel safe and your family will be taken care of and the kids will, you know, soccer fees will be there or whatever. But then it's about your mindset because you've been wanting to do this. You keep teetering on the edge of it and you keep pulling back. So what we're going to work on is whatever it is. And then there might be another area. I don't know what it is. But I think, okay, it's whatever the problem is that your ideal client has, whether it's COU or whether it's the money thing, it feels like you're underlying what you want to heal for them, what you want to fix is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something about their self-belief and it's something about their belief in themselves to actually, and you kind of getting them out of the bird's nest and going, you can fly, I know you can, right? Yeah. And I'm going to show you how. And so I don't know if that's been useful at all. I feel really activated because I want them to have that too.
Yeah.
I want them to have that too.
Yeah.
And so whether you pivot or not, here's where I would go with that. Who are your best clients that you want to work with?
Yeah.
Who do you really want to work with? What characteristics do they have in common? What are they? What keeps them awake at night? What do they long for? What is the pain? Selena's saying, I can see how you can combine those two passions. And Linda's saying, with the money approach, place breadcrumbs to help people find their way out of the security trap.
Yeah.
Sonia says, sounds like you want people to follow their passion and you'll help them understand the financial requirements. And so you want to think about, if we go back to the very early weeks of Ideal, we were talking about the ideal client chooser, really choosing the client. And we talked about three things. We talked about money. What do we know about their financial situation? You know, do they have a revenue? Do they not? What is their overall financial health? You know, are they in debt? Are they wealthy? Are they totally reliant on this job because this is how they contribute to their family? Can they afford you? That's another good question. What is their lifestyle? So yours might not be every woman, but it might be a particular type of woman. You know, maybe she lives in a city area,
yeah,
or an urban area and not regional and rural. Or maybe she lives in Sydney. I don't know. How old is she? You know, these questions that we've visited again and again. But I think all these things are going to inform the language you use. But you get to choose. It's like, I want to work with women who are 35, who are in, you know, executive assistant roles, you know, whatever that is, just getting very specific, because it's so hard to penetrate a market when we are too broad.
Yeah.
And then the mindset, what is their attitude? Are they defeated? Are they just, they're lacking confidence? And so you're going to go out and with the confidence message. What are they worried about right now? Are they worried about getting sidelined and losing their job, or have they already lost their job? Because that's a different person.
Yeah. And that's where I guess the current situation is, you know, an opportunity where some people are in that for the first time ever, being without a job. And so that it's an opportunity for them to kind of go, well, was it really what you wanted to be doing anyway? And what's the opportunity to do things now?
And so that side hustle may now be a full-time hustle, but this could be, you know, your messaging could be, again, it's just for you to choose. It could be now is the perfect time to start your business.
Yeah.
This is a perfect time to start your business. Things have changed. You know, what used to feel certain is no longer certain. And you've always had that passion for doing that perfume business. And so, you know, it's now time to start. And this is how I'm helping women start a business and finally get away from the shackles of corporate. And you know, it's not great that it's happened this way, but this is the way it's happening. So it's just choosing. I think either of them can work. Something needs to have changed in their world at a core level for them to move out of their safe world to something else, says Julie. Absolutely. And Anita says, I also think it's about the client being right for you with their mindset. Are they teetering on the edge and needing a guiding hand? Or are they just too dependent on the money and not ready to let go? I've met many people like that. It doesn't matter. They're not going to let go of that corporate check. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, that's not the person. It's like the confidence scale for my women, and I have different products for different levels of confidence. I didn't know you had a confidence scale, because we have the confidence wheel. I should show that to you in case it's useful for you. Yeah, so it's like, where are they in that I've had enough, or oh my gosh, I didn't make the decision for myself and now it's been made for me? And just finding what that pointy bit is for you.
Yeah.
And going out with that messaging. What is happening with your consulting work? Is that still going on, or have you not been able to do that? Yeah.
Not at this stage anyway. And there was, some other things that were in the pipeline that are on pause because they're live workshop.
They're live events. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about you the other day on that because I didn't know whether that pipeline had stalled. So out of all everything that we've just said, where are you at?
Yeah, I think I feel like my ideal client profile from where it was 6 months, 12 months ago is much more specific about who that transitioning Tanya is. And that really, and this is what I have been telling myself, is that either way can work, whether it's the entry point. And I think with working with PJ too, one of the things that, you know, just at a surface level is talking about women and money as a program versus talking about CEOU, straight away there are the women and money is way clearer about who it's for and what a benefit is. So it's always going to be an easier sell. And the CEOU is a framework. So there's the core of it is the mindset piece around being the CEO of you. And the tagline that I have been using is CEOU, be your own boss in the business of your life. And there's five focus areas which lend themselves very easily to be focus points. So there's mindset is the core, and then there's vision, strategy, culture, finances and team. And so, you know, the whole program sort of goes through and has activities on each of those areas. So it can be, in fact, a coaching framework rather than a program. So it could be that the money is something that's an entry point.
Right.
But I... hesitant about that in the past because of the trust factor of somebody doing the first program or a purchase being about money, because money is such a personal thing for so many people that I had been thinking, well, leading in with the other and then having money be that they know that's an issue, there's more trust that's been built up. But
there are other people out there who are teaching money as the front thing.
Yeah. And I know I presented at a conference 2 years ago about money for small business owners, and some of those people a couple of weeks ago, and they still talk about it.
Yeah.
And that was like a third presentation. Yeah. I know it's a thing. So maybe,
but it's also, you're not talking about money and women like anybody, like Belinda Rosenblum talks about money in couples or whatever. Yours is money and women, particular type of woman. Yes. And so that's sort of your pointy end.
Yeah.
It's about money. But again, you might want to open it up to all women and money, but that's kind of broad. And so no one's specifically looking for that. But if it's women, it's just having your who, either your who or your pain point, or your how you deliver it, very specific. That's what's going to sort of have you stand out.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's going to fit in within the transit lounge idea, or, you know, this idea of transitioning, and then it could be that your messaging will all line up with whatever it is that you say the pointy end is.
Yeah.
And so if that is women and money, what women? How do we describe those women?
So same. If I was going to dive into that, then I would be saying it's for women who have had a successful career and they want to transition to doing their own thing, but they don't really know how, and one of their first fears is money.
Yeah.
And if we get over the money hurdle to make them just feel a little bit clearer, more empowered about that situation, then they're going to be more confident to be making the moves to start their own business, whether side gig or whether they rip it off like a band-aid, whatever the transition looks like, that then could go on to more specific about, well, what's the process of making the move.
A couple of comments here for you. Sonia says, just need to be careful using the word CEO from a title perspective because people may think your program is about becoming a CEO. Yes, I had that same thought. Angie Sinclair, I actually like money being the front thing. This is what we're all thinking about. Yes. And Linda says, if money is really the thing that's keeping you from your dream business, let's fix that.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that is the handbrake generally. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, those predictable every single month versus going out on your own. I don't know what money's going to come in at the end. It's huge. But again, you know, all right. Should we leave it there? Because I think that you just, okay, great.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And Julie says, are you targeting women who've already made the decision to leave? That's a good question.
Did you want me to answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think people need to be on if they're on a spectrum of really not going to ever leave to I'm out the door as soon as I can, they're this half.
Right.
People, they'll be like, I want it, but I'm really scared. Could I do it? Is it what I want? And so dealing with the money thing may actually help them get clarity around, yes, I actually really do or not.
Yeah. Very good. That's the answer to that question. Thanks, Julie. Great question. All righty. Here we go. Selena's got a question. And once again, I think it's going to be relevant to everyone, even though we are looking at her specific question, which is, how do I talk about EFT, emotional freedom techniques, in an effective way so people can understand that it's an evidence-based tool, produces incredible results with issues like stress, food cravings, weight management, pain, money, mindset, etc. She says, I meet many people who are familiar with it now, but by the time I explain what it is, I've lost them. How do I enroll them in my credibility as an expert EFT practitioner? So I think EFT, any sort of work that is non-traditional, this applies to, but it applies to all of us, whether we're selling widgets or, you know, this microphone or whatever it is. And that is that... what is the transformation? What is the transformation they are going to experience? And so what we don't want to do is tell them just about the technology. We want to tell them what the transformation is going to be. So if you went across to thereachretreat.com, you'll see that it doesn't say it's a five, it does say this, but way down the page it says it's 5 days. There's, you know, these are the expert presenters. We start at this time of day. It doesn't say any of that. It says what the transformation is. It says, I'm really excited to have a clearer vision. What I thought was unachievable is now totally within my grasp. I needed to know how to do things differently. I'd fallen out of love with my business. I hadn't looked at the business for 10 years since I started it. I knew I couldn't afford not to do this, right? So this is about the transformation. So what can happen sometimes when we try and explain what we do is we talk about like the features of it. Like I do a course, there's 3 modules. I do one-on-one consulting. Whereas what you want to find is what the transformation is. And I want you to have a think about the transformation for the specific person you're speaking to. Because you already mentioned there's a number of applications. There's stress, there's weight management, there's all these other things. But what is the result that people are going to get? And so I want to give you an example. So because you said stress, food cravings, weight management, they're all different subsets. They're all different who's. Like the person for whom EFT is right for mindset could be a different person than it is for weight loss, etc. And so you want to make sure that you're crafting your messages accordingly. So I want you to understand this example because it happened right in my life this week. This is something that doTERRA Oils, their essential oils company, calls the athlete kit. So I was on a call with a group of peers, and one of them had hurt his hand, and he'd been wrestling with his son, and he'd hurt his hand. And one of the women in the group is a distributor for doTERRA oils. She was actually very senior in her diamond, platinum, whatever the things are. And she said, we have this thing called the athlete kit, and it's for, you know, it'll help with the bruising, it'll help with the pain. There's, you know, this is what it does. Within days, the pain will be likely gone or at least relieved. I used it on my son's arm when he twisted his arm, and it worked really, really well. And the guy goes, great, just send it to me. He didn't ask the price. He didn't care how many bottles of oil were in it. He didn't care what one was an ointment. He's not interested in oils. He's interested in fixing the arm that's hurting. And so What you want to decide is, who are you speaking to? Is it for someone who has food cravings? Is it for someone who's battling weight management? And when you want to talk about the transformation that can be created using EFT, they don't care if it's called ABC or XYZ. They don't care necessarily about that. They want to know that this pain or problem that I have right now is going to be fixed by this thing that you have. And that's where your messaging needs to be very specific about what the transformation is and the pain point is. Because we can baffle them with our brilliance when we talk about the products that we sell and what we do. So one of the things that's also going to get things across the line, because you said you speak to them and then you lose them, is looking at how you demonstrate your authority. And I will open up your line in a moment. How are you demonstrating your authority? So if we go to the next slide, please. Your customer stories are part of how you demonstrate your authority. How you show up, how confident you are in the results that EFT gets is part of your authority. The content you are creating, if you are creating content, is part of your authority. And the content can be client stories, or it can be, here's the statistics of EFT and how it's helped people. What stories are you sharing about what you do? Now, recently I was on a webinar that Gabby Bernstein did, right? You know Gabby Bernstein with Selena.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Gabby Bernstein, right? She was talking about EFT. And she's there in this course with who knows how many thousands of people, and she's tapping and she's doing all the things, right? And she just has all the authority. She has all the authority, and she's just talking about anxiety. She's talking about, we're going to do an exercise now that's going to help you with anxiety. And she doesn't go into what it is and the evidence or anything, but she has built up so much trust with this community. She's such an authority with them, and she talks about the fact that it's going to help them relieve their anxiety, that all these people now go into doing tapping. And so I've actually got a link for you. Robin's going to put it in the chat here, because I want you to go and have a look at it. I want you to see how she's laid out this page and how she talks about EFT. Maria says, I think the process doesn't matter as long as you're communicating the transformation you can give people. Denise Duffield-Thomas, who does Money Bootcamp, uses this a lot within her course, but I don't think she markets it at all. And that is that Denise does EFT. And so the authority is going to be the work that you've done with people. It's going to be the statistics, if they exist, about people who've been healed using this, and if there's a science behind it. But the way that we talk about it is, you have to exude that authority, and you have to talk about the results they're going to get more than the fact that it's this technique. Because if I'm trying to stop smoking, whether you use meditation, whether you use essential oils, whether you're going to give me supplements, I don't really care. I want to stop smoking. If I want to get rude, does that make sense, Selena?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So what I want to ask you to do is step up and do something consistently that demonstrates your authority and back yourself, because you know this works. You know it's worked with clients. But how are you telling people about it now? Like, do you have somewhere where you communicate with potential clients?
Well, you know, I was just listening to what you were saying to Sandra and Christy Lee and Chandra. And, you know, I thought that was so relevant to what I'm dealing with. So I am in the process of creating a landing page and start with that, and then create the Facebook group. So, you know, I can, and I've done a couple of live videos, Facebook videos, and yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Right.
And I do have that old website called Your Weight Is Over, you know, which I've actually managed to get it back online again.
Is there anything you're doing consistently? Like, I know that every week I can show up and I'm going to hear you talk about, no.
Okay. I haven't felt, you know, the thing is, I'm not consistent with, you know, what I'm like, what are the specific services that I offer with EFT. So it was introverts. I decided to go back to food cravings. Now, when you deal with food cravings, actually, it does address your weight management issue, you know, once you make the food cravings. Yeah, so I don't have a so I can hear you. I can hear you, what you're saying, and just, yeah.
So right now people are at home, they're eating all sorts of things because they're in very close proximity to their refrigerator, and they're likely going to have get used to eating more sugars or more carbs or more whatever. There's going to be a whole audience of people who are going to be looking to lose weight in a few months' time. And so there's definitely an audience for the work you do, however you do it. And so, but that consistency is so important. It's not about having the group or having the page or having the newsletter. It's about putting the newsletter out consistently. It's about showing up on that Facebook Live every week or every day or every month. It doesn't really matter. It's about being that person who's going on about that thing again and again and again. You have all heard of Robert Kiyosaki. The man has been saying the same thing for 25 years. And that is like, your house is not an asset. Income statements and liabilities. Whatever. People know him for that one message. Now, does he have a whole body of work? Yes, he does. But anyone who you see out there who's an authority, they almost always have a single point about what they're about, if you kind of deduce it to the core message. And so each of us needs to find what that core message is. For Anita, it's about confidence, right? So for each of you, just distilling what that is and trying it out. And maybe you don't hit it right the first time, but it's about being out there more. Now, you just did an interview with someone here in the group, right? Yes, was it with Liz?
No, with Francine. And that had really good feedback, that interview with her.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, was that about anxiety, or what was the hook that you used for that?
About tapping for kids, tapping with mothers. Tapping for mothers who have got kids at home, how to do
and it. Well, what's the benefit for the mother of tapping in that instance?
The stress level would decrease immediately.
Right. Okay, great. So isn't that, how many mothers could use a little less stress in their lives right now?
Yeah.
So who else can you talk to? Who else can you share that? It's not about tapping for mums. It is about, you know, the one way that we found consistently reduces your stress level in 30 minutes or less or whatever it is. Mm. So how many more audiences could you speak to about that? Now, the fact that you're going to introduce tapping is part of it, but can you see how tapping isn't the thing that opens the door?
Okay. So then, but I don't want to just end up talking about the stress level.
No, but you're going to say, I'm going to teach you this technique.
Yes.
That is going to help relieve your stress. And then you're going to talk about the technique. But if you saw two headlines, how to reduce your stress in 15 minutes or less, like the guaranteed proven way to reduce your stress in 15 minutes, or you saw tapping for mums, which one would your ideal client respond to? They don't know what tapping is. They don't care what tapping is. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Tapping for me would mean plumbing, says Anita. Right, people don't know what tapping is, but you don't have to teach them that. You're going to tell them the transformation. Stressed, you're at home.
I want to actually do the food cravings for EFT for food cravings.
And yes, but you're not going to call it EFT for food cravings.
No.
Right?
Okay. Yep.
Because if you call it EFT for, I don't know what EFT is, the moment that the mind gets confused, it just turns off. It just goes somewhere else. Too hard.
I got
too hard.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to talk about food cravings, and it's how to fight those food cravings. Help me out here, people. Selena says, I'll share the interview for mothers if you put it in the Facebook group. Great idea. So it could be kick for cravings, right? And you can talk about the fact that, you know, we're at home, we're eating things perhaps that we don't always eat. You might be developing these cravings that you really want to get rid of. I've got this technique that works really, really well. You know, I'm going to be delivering that live at 2 p.m. It's only going to take 15 minutes, whatever it is. I'm making up the things around it just to give you the idea how to stop eating Twisties.
you can eliminate chocolate cravings or, you know, Twisties cravings in 15 minutes. You can actually.
Right, great. So that might be a hook, right? Yeah. But it could be, you know, to kick the cravings, it could be stopping the sweet tooth, or what do you call it? You've got a sweet tooth, is what you call it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's something that people can hear and they're going to listen, and then you're going to explain it's EFT. But if you go in with EFT, we don't know what it is. you know, had time to educate us. We have this much time to grab their attention. And so you want to go, it's like, you know, the woman who said to my friend, great, I'll give you the thing that I gave to my son when he sprained his thing. It'll take, you know, it'll be gone in a couple of days. He didn't care how much it was. He didn't care what essential oils were in there. He'll never care. He doesn't care about essential oils. But if she'd said, well, have you thought about healing that with essential oils? He'd be like, no. But if he's like, here's the solution. It's just a kit. It's called the athlete's pack. He's an athlete. Done. So you want to get unattached to your technology because our technology is irrelevant. Our transformation, the results we produce are the only thing that is relevant for our audience. This is where, you know who gets really in trouble with this is academics. People who are super smart are the worst at this because they cannot let go of the fact that they have a degree on this, that they know the formula, that this is based on 10 years of research, and they get in their way. But you okay. want to be speaking to the layperson.
You know what? That's so interesting because my program is actually based on a research program done at Bonk University. And my program is the extension of, my mentor's program, Dr. Peter
That's good to mention somewhere down the line. Like when we talk about mentoring and how to find a mentor and why a mentor is right for you, we do eventually go to say that, you know, 80% of businesses who had a mentor have lasted this much longer than businesses who have not. So you do state the facts, but that's not what we lead with. We lead with the number one thing that Australia's most successful women do to get and stay successful is they have a mentor. So it's just about rethinking how you're positioning. So here we go. You've got Easter coming up. This could be a good time for chocoholics who want to change. It makes so much sense. As a customer, we want results outcome. Luckily, I don't have a degree. That's a great feature. Anita says, like a lead magnet, Selena, cravings is a great topic for that. EFT and tapping. I wouldn't click, not even though I have a cravings problem. Right, but if it's about the cravings, she would. Viv says, I think a post-Easter challenge would be great. Mm-hmm. Enjoy Easter, be kind to yourself, then get serious about managing what you eat. So pick your battle. Which one is it going to be? Is it going to be about food cravings? So I was talking to another friend of mine who also sells essential oils. I know a few people who do. And again, they can be used for detoxifying the home. They can be used to make your own makeup. They can be used for, you know, right now they're being used for hand sanitizer. They can be used for pre-workout preparation. And so she was trying to say all these messages all at once. I'm like, pick an audience, pick one audience, pick the woman who wants to reduce toxicity, who doesn't want to have chemicals in her home, and just go deep on that. It doesn't mean down the line you can't say, hey, you can also make face creams out of it and you can add the oregano to your salad dressing and, you know, there's all these other things, but you have to look at what is the transformation. My kids are getting sick. We're using so many chemicals. I want my house to be more natural, or, you know, whatever it is. So pick your battle, pick your platform, and then be consistent. And if you need accountability, we're here for you, right? Are we here for Selena? We are here for you. You just tell us what you want, but you just need to start taking some deliberate, consistent action.
Great.
Julie says, definitely mention about being at home 24/7. Now that connects with everyone right now. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you're getting lots of yeses of people who are here to help you with accountability.
Great. Thanks.
This is a good time for you. I see so many opportunities for you. All right. Let us know what you need.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. So if we could go to the next session slide, please, that'd be great. So a couple of quick updates, and then I do want to open up your lines and see what you feel like saying. Our next session is our final session, I'm sorry to say. It's on the 21st of April, and it is going to be a bit of a workshop and a recap, but mostly a celebration of the progress that you've made over the last 12 months. And all of you should have received an email from me on Friday giving you some next steps. The first thing is, of course, to your continued membership of the Her Business Network. And if you, right now, it's all included in Ideal. So the team will be in touch to say, do you want to be annual? Do you want to stay monthly? What do you want to do there? Goals group. I know some of you have already latched onto goals groups, which is awesome. If you didn't and you missed this round and you do want to be part of a goals group, you just need to let the office know and we will slot you in somewhere. They've only just started the new groups and we will just create a group for you or we will put you into an existing group, something like that. The other thing is mentoring. And I know some of you already mentor with PJ. He doesn't have a lot of capacity. He really doesn't, because he needs to be working on our real estate and other things. But he has a very soft spot for all the idealists. I know many of you have worked with him over the last year. And so he said, look, if anyone isn't mentoring already and they want to let the office know, and he'll certainly prioritize you over other inquiries. That is us. Sorry I have to leave, says Sonia. The tech guy has just showed up. You'll have access to the content for Ideal. Yes, you'll have access to the past recordings. Yes. Yeah. All righty. So a quick check-in. I do want to open up everyone's lines, and you can give us either a project check-in or just a check-in on how you're doing before we head off for the day. And I'm coming to you first, Ange, and hopefully we'll be able to hear you this time. Nope, I can't. There we go. Yes.
Here I am.
Woo-hoo. Hey.
Look, I think that consistency has always been my thing, and I'm feeling like I'm really consistent. I'm showing up Mondays, I'm showing up Tuesdays, I'm in my group on Wednesdays. So I think the transformation talk landed for me today. I probably do skirt around lots of topics and probably not so transformational. So I'm going to actually include that from tomorrow and see where that takes me.
Awesome.
But I'm spending lots of time with idealists, booking in things for my group, chats.
Great.
Cooking lessons and getting people to do stuff in the group. Because what I'd like to do is, because my membership failed at the outset last year, I'm going to sort of make the group like a membership.
Great.
And for now, and then open it a little further down the track.
Fantastic. They're going to be the prime suspects for it.
Yeah, they are. And so just working out the price, the messaging around it, and Chandra and I have had a conversation around it, trying to message from a mess that's happened to restarting it. So that's sort of where I am now. So by just doing it, and then launching it again in the group is where I'm going to go. So I'm trying to get everything in. Thanks, Anita.
You're welcome. And do use the group. You've got the rest of the month to use the group to ask questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anita.
Hi. Yeah, from today, I took heaps of notes. So thank you for all of those questions. For me, it was, really focusing in on confidence at the top, all roads leading to that. But also I've had this Facebook group on the side. And when you said there's more engagement on a group than what there is on the page, the light bulb went off and went, okay, because that is so true. My page is there, lots of numbers, but the engagement is really waning. So with what I do before I set up my membership and planning is, how do I do content and activities and things that will lead people to that group before I then launch into my membership. So thank you for that light, the light went off. That was a big
and
one.
You are so good at engagement. And so you just want to use all the things the group allows you. List something as an event and then invite everyone in the group. Update your cover, everyone gets notified. That's what I mean about hacking it. It's like there's just ways to keep people sort of aware of what you're doing. Make sure you're pushing your lives, all these things you're doing, into the group if you're not already. Super, super duper. Okay, Selena, I know we've just been speaking to you, but you're a C, so you're up next.
look, everything that was said, it's applicable to what I'm dealing with. I think consistency, like really consistency, and there's no perfect project. And my project is I'm actually in the process of creating the landing page for this program. It's going to be a beta program, then it's going to be about utilizing EFT for food cravings, but I'll change the name, I promise.
Good, but if you need some help, there's some clever people in this group who can help. Thank you. All right, Judy. Oh, there's Judy's.
I've had just been working on the business, since Christmas. So bogged down with all the run-of-the-mill things, but it's been great today. I sort of thought I better start putting some offers out, and for homeowners as well as businesses that will be having reopenings very soon, nice. I hope, and work on a bit more of the social media and the website.
Lovely. Well, if Bunnings is anything to go by, I imagine people are wanting your services for sure.
It's quiet, but yeah, there's a little bit. Yeah, but the businesses that are closed, that would be perfect to go into and give them a new fresh paint of coat.
Yes,
of paint, and
I see an offer coming together.
I can too.
Very good. Thank you, Judy. Julie Donnell.
It's been an interesting couple of weeks, and it's been challenging on many levels, but also I'm sitting in it on a personal level because it's good for me to change at a core level for there to be change in my life. So I'm watching myself sort of sitting in that. So I wrote a big, I replied on the Facebook page yesterday just to say that I've done everything that I can do from a marketing perspective, and I'm tired now from doing all that work because I've done everything and I've got everything set up. So I'm going to have a break because a couple of weeks ago I was supposed to go on a cruise ship with my immediate family, and so obviously we didn't go on that. So I've been working solidly over the last year from the marketing perspective, and it's time for me to have a break, but it's good. I think I'm looking at this as post-traumatic growth that will come out of this, so I need a little bit of hibernation time. I'm loving the quietness of everything calming down on the outside, because then I get to hear myself on the inside, even though I have a busy household. So it's challenging, but it needs to be challenging for me to experience something new. So I'm sitting in it.
Thank you, Julie.
And
thank
I've created these awesome resources that I'm going to put into onto my website. So that's really good.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Christy Lee.
I took heaps of notes today, and thank you for all that feedback on my questions. So I'll focus on building that community and building that audience and start the planning for the membership and set a date, but it will probably be a little bit further out, I think, so I have the right amount of time to grow and nurture and get the messaging right, most importantly. So, yay.
Awesome, yay. Terrific. Karina, I can see you've arrived. I'll come around to you. We're just wrapping up. Linda.
I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for those really fantastic questions. I got so much out of it. The thing that really landed for me today was building community and consistency. So, and these are things that I've been, concepts I've been working with that I'm now going to work more consistently with. And what the thing that you said to Selena about pick your battle, pick your platform, and just go. Just do it. Just be consistent, really focus, and just do it.
Thank you.
Really powerful. Thank you.
Hang on. It's Chandra's turn.
Hi.
Hi.
It was a really great session. I took lots of notes as well. So I'm just going to revisit the plan and map it out, and potentially a bit like the suggestion to Chrissy Lee around picking a date and working backwards from that and go, all right, so what's the pointy end for my who, and then to be, you know, doubling down in the consistency, showing up with that messaging. And one of the things that I think has been really interesting that I'll do some more reflecting on is around that what would I double down on and do for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years that would feel right to me, or that is actually me on the soapbox that I want to be on or what I want to be known for. I've got some thoughts about that already, but I'm going to do some more exploring about that, which I think will be cool.
Yeah, thank you. Let us know. Obviously it's very personal, but let us know how you go. But I found that when I can get to that core, almost a very raw feeling, it's something that has always been there for me to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel so connected to my purpose. And that's because I just happened to find that thing that came from a personal pain point. And when I got to my why in that way, it made it very easy. And even though the business may have changed shape, my mission and my has never changed.
Yeah.
So, you know, so happy exploring. Sonia Majoki.
Hello. Yeah, no, everybody's questions were fantastic. It definitely helped me as well look at some concepts that I'm thinking and, you know, especially as I'm pivoting myself in my business. And you know, the time away has been good, so I can relate with Julie. And when you do have that break, yeah, sort of have just a lot more flowing in your head and you're not so worried about everything. But yeah, I actually would love to develop a course for widows, especially now around the world with what's happening, just because I'm a widow and I can use digital marketing as a part of that. So I feel like digital marketing is sort of the vehicle, but my passion is really these building these communities. So yeah, so that's one aspect of it. And then yeah, so there's a few things that I have to change also with digital marketing specialists. And but I'm excited, you know. I think it's a great opportunity to focus on what's really important to you. And I was really happy to hear about the community discussion again, and building your authenticity through authority is important. That's why I've been so hesitant. And you know, there is that fear, but it's just so hesitant how I approach my authority. And I've, you know, before I do that, I just really want to make sure I'm on the right path, and you know, not just developing content for the sake of content, but I just sort of want it all strategized. But thank you for everybody's contribution. It really helped me. I know I didn't offer too much today, but I thought it was really helpful for me.
Thank you. Thank you. And you did. You offered your energy and your contribution in the way that you did. Viv.
Thank you. This has been great because we are working in a very quiet office with no staff and no customers. So it's a very strange experience. So it's been very nice to actually connect with people who are still doing things. Just one thing that happened yesterday, which is a great connection through her business. I had an email from Belinda Weaver from Copyright Matters. Yes. She's about to launch a course for business owners called Everyday Copy.
Yes.
And she's doing a masterclass on selling in print. And so she's asked me to join in on that. And we're doing a Zoom meeting at 1 o'clock today to brainstorm the content. So there you go.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. That's going to be part of her course.
Well, that's what I understand. She says she wants me to be part of the masterclass. So we've only just had a bit of email backwards and forwards, but yeah, we're having a chat on Zoom in about 20 minutes.
All right. Well, give her our love. That's fantastic. I love it. Collaboration. So Karina, we are over time. I know you obviously weren't able to be here at the beginning, but what do you feel like saying?
I suppose I've just been struggling a little bit with focus, but at the same time, I'm like that unstoppable mindset that, you know, I want to revisit and replan and just redevelop myself so that I can gain that focus. So today I am childless. Thank goodness I have my mum to look after my children. So today I've got a massive day of redesigning just my plan and my project, just to become focused, because I've had new stock arrived, so I'm starting the new collection, and I'm doing a 40% off sale starting today. So I've got lots of things in the pipeline, and we just recently, my husband and I, bought a warehouse, and we moved in there all of our stuff on the weekend. So it's been really exciting times despite all this distraction. So I do feel like the business is progressing, as much as there's that little bit of struggle around sales and things like that.
Very excited about your new warehouse. Very excited about 40% off sale. I don't currently have pierced ears because I had to let them close up, but I know a lot of members will be very happy to do share that in the share your offers.
Yeah, as soon as it's set up, I will.
And Ange says, loved Karina's Insta stories yesterday of her new warehouse. Yeah, terrific. Oh, I'll have you. Are you under Plum Petal on Instagram?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'll have to follow you. I want to say thank you all so much for being here. For those of you who are listening to the recording, we missed you and hope you get to take away some good next steps from what we shared here today. I want to thank you for asking the questions because the questions are what creates the answers and the contribution. I want to thank all of you for chiming in the chat and contributing your thoughts and encouragement and lift up. And I am loving seeing the collaboration between you, between the idealists, but also between members. And it's happening at a level that I think it probably wouldn't have happened if we didn't have the reason to say, okay, who else has my customer? Who can I collaborate with? And you're co-creating content. And I'm so excited. And please keep me in the loop. Please keep telling me when you're doing these things because I will keep sharing it. So enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you back here in a couple of weeks. Please use the group to ask questions and also give us updates as we go along. Have a great day wherever you are. Bye for now. Great session. Thank you.